Time now for the plays of the week. Coach Belichick, Scott Zolak with you here. Looking at some of the big plays from the Tampa game, Coach. Bob, what do you got written here?
Well, you know that, back on backer.
That's
one of the old two-back plays.
That's like old school.
Well, our first explosive run of the year. And so, again, what Bob refers to really is the back, the lead back, in this case the fullback, you know, on the linebacker. And the linemen take care of, you know, they account for everybody else on the line of scrimmage.
Pretty good block by Devlin.
Very good. Yeah, good at the point of attack. Good job by Deion getting downhill. And then really the key to the explosive play here is breaking this tackle about, you know, 5-6 yards downfield, running through contact and, you know, turning it into a 30-yard run. So good to get that explosive run. That really helps the offense.
All right, take another look at it from the end zone.
Yeah, here's the same play from the end zone. You can see the blocking angles here. So we're 2 for 2 here. And, you know, Marcus has turned out the defensive end. James will lead on the linebacker. We're really 2 for 2 here. But this linebacker, you know, blitzes to the outside. So Solder really is able to turn back and seal off the end. So we just can't quite get to the safety coming over here. That ends up being Deion's man. So it's Deion against the safety. And, you know, Deion, again, does a good job here, you know, dropping his pads, running through contact. Nice. And, you know, making a big play out of it. So nice. Well done play. Nice.
Really good. Set you up offensively, too, down inside the red area. All right, moving on here.
Yep. So defensively, I thought this was a big series for us here. You know, the Tampa's in a 2nd-and-2 situation. And, you know, this is one of the things that happens with motion is, you know, here it looks like the tight end's going to come over and they're going to be 4 for 4. Sometimes the defensive back runs over. Sometimes he doesn't. Sometimes the linebackers adjust. But in this case, Devin comes over and, you know, he's able to come in and make the tackle. And so one of the things, and we use a lot of motion ourselves, but one of the things that's hard offensively is when you motion, you can catch the defense, force them to make adjustments, but sometimes you have the extra thing to have an extra guy that you have to account for, or you have to redistribute your blocking, and that can be confusing too. So I think that's what happened here is that, you know, Devin does a nice job right here of seeing the play. He's in man-to-man coverage on the tight end. When he blocks, Devin fills quickly, makes a tackle for a loss there, and is able to create a 3rd down situation. So that's 2nd and short, which is, you know, usually a pretty advantageous situation for the offense. You know, on this play, it really became 3rd and short, and then that's going to lead to the next play.
But this is Flowers outside, correct? So even, you know, Trey Flowers getting that leverage outside opens that up.
Yeah.
For Devin, and we've talked about Devin too from a leadership standpoint, you know, coverage ability, but the tackling, what he adds to your defense as a tackler.
Yeah, and he's made a lot of tackles this year, you know, around or behind the line of scrimmage. He's been more involved in the run support situations and done a really good job for us. And so that brings up the 3rd and 2 play. And as usual, you know, when you have a 3rd and 2, 3rd and 1 stop on defense, somehow the conversation's about penetration. And so in this case, our 2 inside tackles here, Malcolm Brown, Lawrence Guy, you know, penetrate inside. We get across the line of scrimmage here with Van Noy and Flowers, and then that enables Landon to run through and make the play in the backfield. So, you know, penetration here, changing the line of scrimmage from like the 31 to, you know, now it's more like the 32, moving it back a yard, and that creates some space for Landon to run through. Marsh makes a nice play on the outside to push the ball back inside. So, here's the same play from the end zone. This is, again, so Guy, Malcolm Brown, kind of clogging this up inside here. Van Noy and Flowers setting the edge outside on the tackle and it's getting inside there on the wing. And then there's a space right there for Landon to come through. You can see the guard can't quite get off onto the block because Guy is knocking him off there. So.
But it goes to show you how important it is for everybody, gap control. It might not show up on a stat sheet where, you know, Roberts gets the tackle, but this guy doing his job, taking 2 guys, allows him to find that space.
Absolutely. And the 2nd down and the 2nd and short play that kept it in 3rd and short, you know, gave us a chance to make this 3rd down stop. So, good, you know, it was a good series for us. You know, I thought one of the bigger plays in the game was the punt return that we had early. And, it was this 4th and 9 here. And, you know, we've got Tampa backed up and, there's a lot of things, a lot of good things on this play. It always starts with, you know, getting the gunners and handling the ball. So without those two things, you really don't have much of a return. So John Jones is singled down here on the gunner at the bottom of the screen, and that's a tough job.
It sure is.
But he does an excellent job here. Up the top of the screen, this is Chung and Batamosi, and the gunner releases outside, but what happens is he never really – He doesn't come back into the field of play quickly enough. He runs down through the white where the vice guys aren't allowed to hit him and comes in late. And so that results in an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty. Usually unsportsmanlike conduct, you think of something, you know, hitting a guy or whatever. Well, on this one, it's just running down the field out of bounds, not coming back in. So anyway, great job there on the outside by the Gunners. And then good ball handling here by Danny. Good job of setting up the block. So if you can get these two things done, then you have a chance for the return. In this case, up at the top here, this is a good job by Chung and Batamosi on the Gunner. Chung ends up taking the Gunner, and so Batamosi now comes off the double team. He frees up and is able to make a block here to help get Danny to the wall outside and set up a big return here. So. And then, of course, you tackle on the 15 yards onto that for the penalty.
You make them pay for their mistake instead of that guy making a tackle and you're tackling it on back there. You know, it's taking advantage of their mistakes.
And then, you know, I know a lot of times on punt returns, you know, people think, well, it's just the returner making three or four guys miss, and that certainly can happen. But there's actually some organization to the chaos that's going on. So, you know, this is Brandon Bolden and Jordan Richards forcing on the slot man. And this is Marquise Flowers here holding up and taking his guy out of it. But the big matchups are over here on the return side. We're running the left return in this case. So this is Richards, King, Nate Ebner, and then Slater has the personal protector. That's Rogers right there. And so the guy we're really not as concerned about here is the long snapper. We feel like that, you know, our returner can usually handle those guys in the open field. So there are the matchups. So Richards, King on his man, Nate Ebner here, Slater on the PP, and you can see right there, that's the center that's running free, unblocked. And that's the guy that actually Batamosi is going to come back and finish off coming off the double team. So Danny does a nice job here, setting the wall quickly. There we are outside. You know, Richards finishes here on the contain man. There it is. So again, there's a lot of blocking, a lot of technique that goes on in these plays. It's not just, you know, get the ball and run with it and hope the guy breaks a few tackles. There's quite a bit of, as I said, organization here into the chaos. This play really, to me, reminded me, was reminiscent in a way of the 2001 Pittsburgh AFC Championship game.
Way back machine here. This is a classic. So. Look at the gritty film. Ray Nitschke.
Yeah. on this play, the Pittsburgh Gunner runs out of bounds without being touched. So it's not an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty. It's just a 5-yard penalty for that infraction. And so the punt, which is a good punt here, goes out of bounds. And, you know, it's a big field position swing here. Mm-hmm. But because of the penalty for the Gunner going out of bounds being untouched, then it's a re-kick situation. And so... Again, we talk about, you know, it starts with blocking the Gunners and good ball handling. So this would be one of the highlight plays here of not only the game, the play, the season, but this is Buckley and Antoine Harris down here on the Gunner at the bottom. That's about as good as a Gunner can be blocked right there. I mean, these two guys should get they should be on the porch on the Hall of Fame just for this play alone.
We got the
right
returners
here.
In the Hall of Fame, right? A Patriot Hall of Fame. I think Ty Law's on the field here.
Ty Law is right up here. So, right. So this is Ty Law up on top. And again, this is similar to what we just saw with Batamosi and Chung. Ty Law's got the double team on the Gunner, but he sees that, that he's being blocked here. And so Ty comes off, and knocks down one of the other guys, in this case, the long snapper, and knocks him down there. And then Troy makes the play here, get a couple of good blocks from Izzo, Patrick Pass, and Troy comes back and, you know, makes a big play here. This is Chatham, still holding up here on the line of scrimmage, so this guy never got downfield. And here's the Gunner, who's actually behind the line of scrimmage from where he lined up as Troy finishes the play here on the touchdown.
Wow.
So, same play from the end zone. Again, a look at the same play. So we've already talked about the Gunners, although we'll see them come into play. So here's the Gunner on the left side, getting washed down in the traffic there. This is Ty coming in and finishing off on the snapper. And then Izzo comes back, and this is actually Izzo's man right here, but these two guys switch lanes. And so Izzo takes the inside of the two, the most dangerous of the two. So There are the two blocks there. It's really a middle return. Troy makes a guy miss, and Ty comes around and gets a snapper again the second time. This is Chatham pinning his guy on the line of scrimmage. We talked about Buckley and Antoine Harris there pinning their pinning the gunner on the line of scrimmage. Again, great play by these two guys, and you know, as always, with Troy Brown, you know, great run. So yeah. It certainly having a great runner back here like Brown, you know, Amendola. You know, we've had some good ones in the past. You know, those guys can Edelman. Those guys can do a lot of damage. You always want that play guy maker. To make plays.
Tell you what, you have these type of graphics back in the day when I played, it lasted 10 years longer in the league. I'd never leave meeting rooms. That's great stuff there, Coach. Thanks for joining us for the Plays of the Week. Good luck against the Jets this week. We'll see you next time.